Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is The Burt Show.
So we're going to be walking a really fine line here for a second, but before we even get into it, let me tell you what our intention here is. Is that a dude named Beaver Phillips.
That's awesome.
Beaver Phillips has created a website called Copy, Paste, and Bang. Okay? It is
a church site.
It is a website that calls itself a step-by-step guide for men to meet women on the internet and get laid.
Okay. And what's his name again? Come one more time again.
His name is Beaver Phillips.
Okay.
Okay. Normally, we would find out about an author like this, and it's not our thing. I mean, exposing women to guys that are online that are simply there just trying to take advantage of using women and just get laid, probably something we would just pass on. But then we thought twice about it, and we thought, okay, is it smarter to pass on it, or do you do more good by sort of exposing it? And the women that are listening to The Burt Show know that this is the kind of thing that's going on online.
Okay.
And that's what we went with.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a new listener, this is not normal material that we'd say, okay, go to Copy, Paste, and Bang right now. If you want to find a girl and you want to get laid this weekend, this is the place to go. That's not what our show is all about. But I do think that there is definitely an important reason to have the dude on. Just if you're a woman and you are online and you're going to places like Match.com, that there are dudes out there that don't really have much of an interest in really having a relationship with you.
Right.
Just want to hook up and get laid, period.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what Beaver's intention here is. Hey, Beaver.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right, did I get that right? Like, your website is not really one that is dedicated to hooking up great guys with great women, and hopefully y'all spend the rest of your lives together.
Well, here's the thing, and I got to make it very clear right from the beginning. I am not out there in any way, shape, or form tricking women. I'm not doing that at all. As a matter of fact, in the book, I preach three main concepts. And the first one is self-confidence. The second is humor. And the third is honesty. As a matter of fact, chapter four is called Lying Equals Too Much Work. So, again, I'm not out there being deceitful. I'm looking for people with similar interests as mine. And at the end of the day, if two people are getting together and having some fun, I don't see a problem with it. So I know the title is pretty raw, it's pretty crass, but if a woman's out there and she is looking for that long-term relationship, there's a good chance that she's not going to be getting an email from me.
Okay. And what we're going to ask the women of the show to do here, too, because there are three women on the show, is we're going to ask them to not be part of this conversation for like 3 minutes. Say whatever you want. But we just sort of know, because of the character of the women on our show, that they're going to be reeling to get at you. So we're giving you 3 minutes.
You don't
minutes.
Know that.
Come
you don't
on.
Know that.
Melissa.
I'm just saying.
We've been working with each other for 8 years.
Yes. No.
Just for the record.
Come on. And
Jeff certified our siblings.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm not
just so
out
you know,
to get at anybody.
I could have told you that you would feign protest when Bert said that. That's how well I knew how you were going to react. What do you mean? We're not going to attack the man.
We're just going to give our opinion, but we will be quiet for 3 minutes.
Or maybe. Five.
All right. Beaver, on your website, although you say, hey, look, the rules for hooking up and having sex on the internet are pretty much the same as if you're looking for somebody long term. From your website, there's a picture of Beaver, and it says, Beaver Phillips is a 10-year veteran of the online dating scene. Over the years, he has refined a system which has allowed him to bang a steady stream of ass.
I'm with you. Go ahead.
He's like, yeah, and?
All right, so, I mean, here's...
Oh, Jen,
right.
Don't talk!
You're not even here, woman!
Sorry.
You guys can't do it.
So I just want to establish some honesty here that this book really is more for hooking up and having sex than it is long-term relationships.
Yes and no. And the reason I say no is because there are certain basic principles and concepts that are going to work for any individual regardless of whatever you're seeking. So, again, I wrote this based on my perspective. We look at the divorce rate today, I believe it's 53%. In my mind, you know, think twice if you're looking for the marriage and stuff like that. So, again, that's not me. However, even if you are maybe looking for a long-term deal, I'm sure the basic concepts and principles are going to work for you, too.
All right, so let me ask you this then. If we were trying to expose a guy like you, how would a woman know that a guy is interested in her online just for sex and not a long-term relationship?
Good question. And I think there's things that, as you read through the book, there's red flags that would jump out at an individual being, hey, maybe I want to stay away from this guy. But again, I'm not targeting people that are looking for that long-term deal. As I go through a woman's profile, well, let me give you, for instance, I use two websites. Do you want me to say the names of them?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay. The first one is a free one, and it's called plentyoffish.com. And the second one is a pay site, and I'm sure you've heard of it. It's called Match.com.
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
Those are the two that I use, and I talk about some other ones, and I tell my readers, listen, save your time, save your money, stay away from them. But let's take that free one, Plenty of Fish, for a second. On there, you have a choice as to what you're looking for, and they've got a drop-down menu with everything from long-term relationship to an intimate encounter and everything in between. So, again, if she is looking for that long-term deal, I'm not. Even though I'm going to send her a copy and pasted email, I wouldn't bother. Again, I'm only looking for women that share similar interests. Maybe she just got out of a long-term deal, isn't looking to jump back in with both feet, and just wants to date and have some fun. That's my kind of girl.
So what
again,
I'm
not tricking people.
So what you're saying is if there are women out online that are there just for sex, then it's pretty easy to see.
Well, not if, because there are plenty of women out there that mm-hmm. are looking to just have a good time. I mean, you've got people from all facets, all across the board. So, again, I'm looking to connect with like-minded individuals.
And how would you address women who may, in the very, very near future on this show, confront you and say that what you're doing is unfair to the women who are signing up for the site for a more legitimate purpose?
Well, I would probably, I certainly want to hear their input on it. But again, I know for a fact that there are women out there that are just looking to have some fun. And so I would say, you know, is there really anything wrong with it? I don't believe there is. You got two consenting adults that make sound judgment and decisions and things like that. And really, at the end of the day, if two people do connect, and they hook up. Show me the problem with that. I I'll argue my point, but certainly I look forward to getting everyone's thoughts on it.
All right, your free fly zone is over. Here come the women.
Has it been 3 minutes yet?
It has.
Okay. So I don't really quite understand what your website does. A guy can go to the website and copy and paste things you have pre-written? Because that's the name of it, copy, paste, and bang?
No, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's one of the things that I do talk about in the book. I didn't hold anything back. I put in this book exactly what I copy and paste to women, but I also advise, listen, here's what I do. If you do exactly what I do, before you know it, there's 50,000 other people in your city sending out the exact same thing. So it's kind of like being at a party telling a joke to a group of five people, but they already heard the joke. It's
right.
Not so funny mm-hmm. anymore. So I strongly encourage my readers, you know, here's what I do. Here's some sample ideas, but, you know, be original. Try and come up with your own stuff.
All right. And again, under the heading of what you'll learn from the book, he writes, I've been meeting women via the internet and sport effing for over 10 years. Let my years of experience work for you. But what he's saying is there are women out there that are doing the same thing.
Sport. Did you ever think you would have so much in common with Tiger Woods?
No, I didn't. It's been amazing watching the news on that.
So you're, again, now I don't have the book in front of me, so I don't know if you're BSing or not, but you're saying don't be deceiving. Like women, that you don't even need to be deceiving. If you're looking for a one-night stand or you're looking for something physical, there are women there, there are websites there that you can go to.
No question. Absolutely, 100%.
And do you tell these women your intention?
My email is Dear Hot Blonde for You. It's not, I would really like to bang you. You know, again, I start with humor and try and get some dialogue going, some funny stuff. And here's what happens. Really, the internet dating will allow me to exchange some emails and hopefully get a phone number. And then once I'm talking to her on the phone, that's really, no pun intended, where the rubber meets the road, because I'll be throwing out some sexy talk, if you will. And if she's not saying what I was hoping to hear, then I'll just try and end it. And I don't want to, again, if we're not on the same page, we're not on the same page. So I may say something like, listen, you seem like a great person. I'm sure you're going to find what you're seeking. I'm not convinced we're a great match, but, you know, it was nice talking with you, and I wish you all the best. Again, by the time we get around to meeting in person, it's pretty much been established what we're both looking for, and there's no trickery here.
Percentage-wise, out of the women you get on the phone, how many of them do you really put the rubber on the road or whatever?
I would say for every 10 people that I talk to on the phone, I only end up meeting one or two in person. So, what, 20%, 15%, 20%?
Okay, and of the one or two that you meet in person, how many of those do you seal the deal with?
About 90%.
Yeah, it's nice. No different than, you know, like dudes that used to be in my group that would go out into a bar. And they would flat out they'd play the numbers. You tell 15 women exactly what you want immediately. 14 of them are going to be totally turned off and tell you to get lost.
Right.
But one woman is going to say, cool. And that's all you need is one for the night.
Mm-hmm. It's the exact same thing. It's percentages. But one of the things I do in Copy, Paste, and Bang is a huge comparison, traditional dating versus internet dating. And really, I don't think there is a comparison, because when I talk about traditional dating, I kind of reference the bar scene. That's tough stuff, to walk up to women and approach. And this has happened to me. I've gone up to a woman to say hello, and she's looked at me and said, I don't think so.
Oh.
Because, you know, that's tough. I'm no Brad Pitt. I'm more like the Pitt. But so, you know, it's hard for a guy. And that's the beauty of the internet dating. Her rejection is she doesn't reply to your email.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, big deal. You just copy and paste some more emails. So it's very similar, though. You're right. It is kind of a numbers game. And again, I know that not everybody out there is looking for what I'm looking for. I get that. I completely understand.
Here is Nicole. She wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Nicole.
Good morning, Bert Show.
Good morning.
We can't recognize your voice.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that I am one of the girls that loves not being in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, I'm in a relationship with a guy where I started out saying this is just going to be sex or a fling or whatever. And the more we got into it, the more he wanted a relationship. And that was aggravating to me.
That's funny.
That's awesome.
I mean, like, he's nice or whatever, but I'm not, like, super, super attracted to him. His personality kind of gets on my nerves. He's sometimes a little immature.
Wow.
And so I'm having a hard time. I'm ready to stop talking to him just because I don't want to date him. I don't want to be in a relationship with him. So I think the just sex thing is great.
And I think what Beaver is saying here is that there are plenty of women online that are just like, I mean,
right.
It's more and more common now to talk about this, that guys have needs and women have needs, and women, outside The Voice Disguiser, are becoming more comfortable with just saying, you know what, mm-hmm. It's an even playing field now.
If mm-hmm. guys only target those girls, then I think it works. But if you're targeting another woman who's not in for that, then it doesn't work.
There's nothing to attack. I mean, I think mm-hmm. it's so funny that you thought we would go off, but I mean.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be a lot of deception at first,
yeah.
But there's no deception here.
Yeah, if you're being honest, who cares?
Consenting adults, and like you said, mm-hmm. he's playing the numbers. And I think women should learn from that, too. I mean, I do think women can learn to meet men on the internet by playing the numbers, too. You know, if one guy doesn't write you back, then send out 15 more,
mm-hmm.
right?
And don't obsess over that one dude.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think women do that. Like, and they'll focus on one guy's perfect profile and one guy's perfect picture and just be like all waiting for him to write back or something. It's just like, put it out there and see mm-hmm. what happens, you know? You're not going to know until you meet him in person anyway.
Right.
Two quick things, if I may. Number mm-hmm. one is I've had a lot of female readers that have also read the book, and I've gotten great feedback. If anybody goes to the website, they can go to the blog section and see what people are reading about it. But the point I wanted to make is there are a ton of women out there on these internet dating websites, mm-hmm. and whether you're a guy or a girl or you're bi or straight or gay or metro, you've got competition out there. And mm-hmm. one of the things in the book, because I'm not blessed with those good looks, you've got to figure out ways to separate yourself from the competition.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I think it's going to be beneficial for anyone. Number two, is that Nicole still on the line?
She is not. No. You want her email?
You want her username.
I
got
to get an email.
Hey, Melissa, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I just kind of wanted to back up what Nicole was saying. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm in the same situation. I don't want to spend hours and hours dating people only to find out we're not sexually compatible. If you're only out there for sex, all of us don't want to be married and with husbands and all of those other types of things. We just want to kind of hook up, do our thing, and move along as well. Therefore, it's kind of the same thing. You kind of type in what you're interested in, but and kind of wait to see what response you get. But generally, the women don't really have to send emails out. We're generally the ones receiving them. So we can just kind of filter through, you know, each one of the guys and see the ones that we're interested in responding to. And, I mean, it's much quicker to get down to business than it is, like I said, going to bars or meeting people and dating. And if you're only interested in sex, only to find out you're not sexually compatible. So it's a very quick way to filter out, you know, if that person has the same sexual interests that you have and is interested in, you know, not having a relationship or having a relationship or whatever. It just makes it so much easier.
Hey, hey Beaver, are there some... Beaver.
That's his name.
Beave.
Are there some women that just send out the wrong message? Like, they don't realize what you want, yet they're sending you the wrong message because they're using the wrong wording in their emails or whatever?
Yeah, I think so. I believe, and a lot of it, too, is some of the pictures that they put on there. That's one thing that I'll look for is not necessarily as far as her looks, but what types of pictures does she have posted? If they're these party girl pictures where she's, you know, wearing a lot of low-cut shirts and bikini pictures and she's always got a drink in her hand, she's kind of sending out that message. Hey, you know, I'm a wild one, I'm a party one, and there's other things I look for. It's not just the types of photos, but, yeah, I think some people do get in trouble unaware. They're unaware of kind of the message they're sending out. I got to say this, though, I am loving your callers, that Melissa that was just on.
You need to start putting Atlanta in your search.
You know what we need to do is we need to have everybody who comes on the air with them has to start with their screen name. Like, do you want to give out your Plenty of Fish screen name?
Oh, I would love to. It's the Beav 407-2000.
The Beav 407-2000. Look, you know, and here's the beauty is that anybody that emails him knows what his intention is.
Yep.
So
yeah.
He
yes.
hits on a 100% level.
Absolutely.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And if you're hitting it 100%, that means you've got some experience, so you might actually be good at it.
No, right? This is great. I mean, sometimes I get some real bitter Bettys calling in, yelling and screaming at me, but your listening audience, so far, your callers have been wonderful.
Yeah. We're very sexually liberal down here.
Hey, Patty, go ahead. You're on the voice disguiser.
Well, what I was going to say is that I actually do both types of internet dating. I sort of maintain two completely different online personas. Mm-hmm. One is very traditional, very me. You know, long-term dating, would love to find somebody wonderful, but I also do the short-term, here's what I want, very specific. You know, it can be short-term one night or it can even be ongoing, but just purely physical and never the two shall meet.
Hmm. Beaver?
Well, the only thing that comes to my mind is as long as you're being honest, and if you've got these two separate ones, are you being 100% honest in each different profile?
Yeah, look at Beaver sticking up for the guys now. You don't want to be deceiving to the guys.
No, 100%. I never meet somebody on a date. Like, and not to be blunt, but the speed of which we hit the bedroom is very different on both sides.
And right. Do you use two different websites for that?
Yes.
And
absolutely.
Which is the more physical website, and which is the I'm not looking for the physical website.
Match and Craigslist are physical.
Mm-hmm.
Like eHarmony. eHarmony is really the other online.
Craigslist isn't even question. Craigslist is like dress up like a cop and pretend to arrest me.
Spit cheese on my shoe.
Right.
Didn't we get that call?
Oh my god. Guys.
Be some oozing involved in the Craigslist posting.
Yeah. See, I'm not going to get mad at Beaver, but I'll get mad at you.
Save that.
Because
that'll have completely different meaning coming from Melissa.
And that is 100% honesty right
Well
there.
Played, Mr. Weiss.
Hey, Christian, go ahead. You're on the voice disguiser.
I just wanted to agree with everything that he's saying. I remember when I was younger that I definitely did that, and there are definitely women out there who definitely go out on the internet, and they know what they want, they know what they're looking for, and they get it. And I don't necessarily think it's wrong now. I'm also happily married now, you know, so I definitely don't do that kind of stuff anymore. I'm more of a full-time, you know, relationship. You know, I've been in this relationship with this guy for the past 3 years. You know, we're just got married, but I definitely agree that there are women out there who do this, and, you know, if that's their thing, that's their thing. I don't think there's, you know, anything wrong with it, as long as they're kind of putting it out there, this is what they want, and not kind of beating around the bush. You know, and I had friends, too, when I was in high school, who went out and would blatantly, you know, on the internet, meet up with guys and get it done and never talk to them again. You know, so I don't, you know, disagree with anything that you're saying. If that's what you do, you know, there are definitely women out there who do the same thing.
Hey, Beaver, you were saying that there are a couple of different things. You said specifically you target women with profile pictures that are a little bit more sexy, a little more party. And you said there are a couple of other things you look for also, but you sort of breezed right over those. Can you give us a couple more of those?
Yeah, sure. A couple of things maybe, because each time when you do sign up for one of these internet dating websites, you've got to come up with like a screen name on there. If she's got something, I'm just pulling this off the top of my head, but something like seeking future husband or something like that, that's kind of going to be a deterrent. Whereas if she's got booty call for you or something like that, you know, that's a green light for me. You know, it's funny, I was just listening to that caller. I know she was struggling to say the word Beaver, which isn't my real name. It's Steve. But I had some family members, when they found out I was writing this book, they're like, please don't use your real name. And that's been my nickname since I was three. So that explains the whole Beaver thing. But you know, and then the caller said something about, you know, when she was back in high school, she had some friends that would go out doing this. And I'm 37, so I'm thinking, man, am I ever going to grow up? Probably not.
Probably not. Yeah. Not if you're using the name Beaver. No, you're not.
Right.
Has anybody ever told you sound like Seth Rogen from Knocked Up?
No, I haven't heard that.
I feel like we've been having the conversation this whole time with the dude from Knocked Up.
He'd have.
The star across from Katherine Heigl.
Jen clearly wants to have sex with you.
Actually.
That works, Jen. You coming to Orlando anytime soon?
No, sorry.
Okay.
You can look her up on Sexy Jen Doomy.
Yeah, conversely, you're talking about the women's screen names, and just a heads up to the ladies, if the guy you're talking to has Beaver in his name, I'm pretty sure he's going to want the sex.
Hey, Beaver, the name of the book, again, is Copy, Paste, and Bang. What he basically does is tell you, look, if you want to hook up on the internet, women, you're giving out a vibe to let guys know you want to hook up. And guys, if you're clueless about it, here's a book that can tell you exactly what the signs are to look for.
Right.
All right, dude, appreciate your time, man.
Hey, thanks, guys. I really appreciate you having me on the show. One last thing. I don't know if you'd be interested, but if you've got maybe some listeners out there, certainly if there's some guy listeners that would like to put the book to the test, I'd be more than happy to get that person a free copy, have them read it, and kind of coach them through how to set up a profile and things like that. And we can get back on the air in a couple weeks. If you're interested, talk about their successes, because this book is idiot-proof. A guy's not going to fail if he reads it. It works.
Let me put you on hold. I just don't know how I feel about endorsing guys going online and checking back in with them if they had sex.
The callers. The women are open to it.
Yeah, women are into it.
Yeah, there's just as many women there. I wonder what would happen if a woman read the book.
Bert. We can do it. Here's how I'm going to get Bert to do it.
Okay.
We pick the guy, and it has to be a guy who would struggle to meet a girl.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
And then that's a good idea.
Why don't we both pick out of our own pool?
You ain't putting me in that position with any of my friends.
This is The Bert Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.